Inscription of Quintus Emilius Secundus, Level 1. This funerary stele has a truly remarkable story to tell. The first recorded mention of the inscription dates to 1674, when the Paduan scholar Sertorio Orsato saw it still intact at the home of Niccolò Venier in Venice. After that, however, the monument disappeared from sight for nearly two centuries. In 1880, during the demolition of the Venier residence, the lower fragment was rediscovered, having been reused in the meantime as building material. The text, now partially fragmentary, can be reconstructed in full thanks to the transcription made by Orsato in the 17th century, prior to its disappearance. The inscription records the military and civic career, his cursus honorum, of Quintus Emilius Secundus. He served as commander of two auxiliary army units, Praefectus Cohortis, and took part in a campaign in Syria, where he captured a stronghold on Mount Lebanon, which was occupied by the Itureans, a Syro-Arabic population. During the same period, while Publius Sulpicius Quirinius was governor of the province, he assisted with the census of the population in the Syrian city of Apamea. This detail is particularly remarkable, as it appears to confirm a passage from the Gospel of Luke, which refers to the census conducted by Sulpicius Quirinius in that region, around 5 to 4 BC. The historical significance of the inscription is so exceptional that in the 19th century, the renowned German scholar Theodor Mommsen even suspected it might be a forgery. Among the offices held by Emilius Secundus are also the municipal posts he fulfilled in the colony of Berytus, today's Beirut. Finally, the last lines of the inscription mention the two other deceased individuals commemorated in the epitaph, Emilius Secundus's son and the freedwoman Aemilia Cia. Dating to the early 1st century AD, the inscription was acquired by the Archaeological Museum of Venice in 1880, shortly after its rediscovery. For further insight into political and military offices in ancient Rome, listen to Level 2.